today's news brought to you by Vasper. Topic 1. USOCC greenlights banks as crypto intermediaries. The USOCC's decision to let national banks act as crypto trade intermediaries marks a pivotal step in merging digital assets with the mainstream financial system, signaling growing regulatory acceptance. For practitioners, this unlocks new opportunities for banks to offer crypto services, potentially boosting market liquidity and trust, while streamlining compliance for institutional clients. Notably, the policy's riskless principal model allows banks to match crypto trades without holding assets themselves, reducing balance sheet risk, but sparking fresh debates on oversight and systemic stability. Topic 2. JP Morgan issues $50 million commercial paper on Solana blockchain. JP Morgan's $50 million commercial paper issuance on the Solana blockchain marks a watershed moment in bridging traditional finance and decentralized technology, demonstrating that major banks are ready to leverage public blockchains for real-world transactions. For practitioners, this signals accelerating opportunities to tokenize and settle financial instruments with greater speed, transparency, and efficiency, potentially reshaping how capital markets operate. Notably, the use of USDC stablecoin and Solana's high-performance network underscores a shift toward programmable, 24/7 financial infrastructure, paving the way for broader institutional adoption and innovation in digital asset markets. Topic 3. Terraform Labs Du Quan sentenced to 15 years for Terra USD collapse. The 15-year U.S. prison sentence for Terraform Labs Du Quan, architect of the $40 billion Terra USD collapse, marks a watershed moment in crypto accountability, signaling that even high-profile founders face severe consequences for fraud. For practitioners, this case underscores the urgent need for robust compliance, transparency, and risk management in crypto projects, as regulators intensify scrutiny and enforcement. Notably, the harsh sentence, exceeding prosecutors' requests, sets a powerful legal precedent, likely shaping the future landscape of stablecoin innovation and investor protection worldwide. Topic 4. Gemini wins CFTC approval to launch U.S. prediction markets. Gemini's landmark CFTC approval to launch regulated U.S. prediction markets marks a pivotal shift, legitimizing event-based trading for everything from sports to economic outcomes. For practitioners, this opens new avenues for hedging, speculation, and data-driven forecasting within a compliant mainstream financial framework. Notably, Gemini's entry, after a 5-year regulatory journey, signals growing institutional acceptance and intensifies competition in a sector previously dominated by niche players like Kalshi and Polymarket. Topic 5. Yearn Finance DeFi exploit exposes $9 million vulnerability. The recent $9 million exploit of Yearn Finance's YETH pool highlights the ongoing security challenges facing DeFi, where even audited smart contracts can harbor critical vulnerabilities. For practitioners, this incident is a stark reminder to prioritize rigorous continuous security testing and to monitor legacy code as attackers increasingly target overlooked components. Notably, Yearn's swift containment and partial fund recovery demonstrate the growing maturity of DeFi incident response, but the event also reinforces the urgent need for more robust safeguards as the ecosystem evolves.